Welcome to the Breakthrough Success Podcast, helping you achieve that breakthrough you've always been looking for in your business. And now your host, Mark Gubertzi.
Hello and welcome. I'm your host, Mark Gubertzi, and this is the podcast for marketers and small business owners who are looking for the breakthrough for their businesses. I am very excited about this show. For episode 56 of the Breakthrough Success Podcast, we are going to talk about living a remarkable life with our guest, Dwayne Klassen. Dwayne is known as the coach for men. He is an engaging and entertaining transformational speaker, author, coach, and relationship expert. As the creator of the Remarkable Man Coaching Program, Dwayne teaches that no matter how hard life can get, you can rise up, make a difference, and win. And now it is my pleasure to welcome Dwayne to the show.
Mark, a real pleasure to be on the show, brother. I'm honored to be here.
Dwayne, it's great to have you here, and I really look forward to diving in, but I'd like to get some backstory first. So the first question I have for you is, why did you start coaching men?
And that's a great question. Well, actually, it comes through me, you know, quite honestly, because about 8 or 9 years ago, I had what I call my perfect storm. And in that time frame, about 18 months, I had a multi-million dollar outdoor advertising company. And I lost that to crooked partners, went through a nasty proxy battle. I won the company back, nothing left to save. It was destroyed. While that was happening, I found out that my 7-year-old son from a previous relationship was not mine. And while that was happening, I'm in my dream relationship with my goddess. We're engaged and everything is great. And I end up losing her because I lost my identity. I actually went into the friend zone in my own relationship. And there I was. I basically lost everything. And I'm looking around going, what the hell? And what do I need to do to get it back? And at that time, there was really nothing out there in regards to support for men. And I surrounded myself with amazing, strong, powerful women. And they were all in these incredible women's organizations to help uplift and inspire and support women at a higher level. And I was wondering, what's out there for guys? And so as I was doing my research, Mark, it was like, wow, there's very little. And then slowly I was invited to this men's organization, and it was every cliche you could possibly imagine about what a men's group is all about. And it was a bunch of guys sitting in a circle and really commiserating. They didn't really want to change their life. They wanted the story to be a part of their life. And they didn't really want to improve. And I went, no, man, this is not who I am. I want to be where I was and beyond. And so as I recognized this, it was like the universe just said, well, you're going to create it. And being from where I was at, I thought that was just absolutely impossible, absolutely crazy. Are you kidding me? You do recognize where I'm at, right? I've got nothing. And it was like, yep, you're going to do this. And you are going to create something remarkable. And so I started writing my book, The Remarkable Man. And while I was doing that, Mark, in that research, I realized that there's a global epidemic happening to men. Men are feeling more frustrated, more confused, more challenged as to what it means to be a man in today's world than ever before. And conversely, we're in the age of the empowered woman. She's super smart. She's successful. She's striving for more. And she's doing it at a very high level. So what's happening, though, is that these two worlds are colliding. And men are struggling on how to show up with this empowered woman. And it might be a wife, it might be a girlfriend. And now a man is starting to lose his sense of identity in the relationship. And he's losing his sense of utility, his worth in the relationship. And a lot of guys are, when I brought this up, you know, about this energy that's occurring in the relationship, a lot of guys are going, oh my God, that's me, Dwayne. What do I do to get it back? And a lot of the women that I was talking to, Mark, they're saying, oh my God, that's my Harvey. How do I help him get it back? So I knew I was onto something. I knew I was onto something very powerful. And as I move forward with the Remarkable Man Project and my book, I thought it was just going to be about weekends and training and whatnot. But I knew I had to do a deeper dive because more and more men were coming to me that were just scratching the surface. So I knew that stepping into my power, and I made it my life's work. I've been working last 7 years on becoming the coach for men and working with men. And it's become my true passion to help men be the champion to the women in his life, to be the hero to his children. And of course, being a brother to each other. It's so important at this time.
Dwayne, thank you for sharing with us the backstory of why you started coaching men. And you talked about that perfect storm sequence, which I could see a lot of frustration as all these things suddenly come at you during that 18-month time frame. And I feel like a lot of people are very frustrated with where they are and when they look at the goals that they're trying to accomplish and seeing themselves like still where they are now. So how can we stop feeling frustrated?
Well, that's a great question. A lot of frustration comes from the lack of power that we have in that situation. And a lot of our frustration can come from resentment. And resentment is either externally based or it's internally based. We could be resentful for not showing our true power in a situation or not following through when we made a promise to ourselves and said, you know what, I'm going to make this happen. It's going to get done. And then it doesn't. And then that resentment story comes up. Or it might be a projection onto someone else that they didn't follow through or they didn't come through with their promise or they said they were going to do this and they didn't. My life is frustrating because of them. Well, the reality is that resentment is very powerful in that it is an indicator. It's like a compass, and it's so accurate, Mark. It actually will point to exactly where your values and boundaries were not expressed. And so very few people have actually done the deep dive into what their values and boundaries really are. And what ends up happening is that resentment comes in, and we end up playing this passive-aggressive game. And that frustration shows up, the resentment shows up, and we project it onto other people when things aren't going so great. And what I recommend for people is to really sit down, pull out your journal, and go through what you value in your life and really where your boundaries are. You know, what are those things that people can and cannot get away with when they're around you? And do those people know what those values and boundaries are? And I highly recommend if you are in a relationship that the two of you sit down after you've mapped out what your values and boundaries are and actually share them and let each other know what your blueprint is for living your life. Because most people don't know how you operate. And so what ends up happening is we run our lives on assumption. And it's those assumptions that get us in trouble. Because assuming is basically making an ass out of you and me. And if you assume this is because you operate that way, they must operate that way. Or if you're in a relationship that what you think love is to you, well, it must be what love is to them. And I'll give you an example. You might think that a caress on the forearm means that someone loves you because when you were a little boy, your mom caressed you there and it just felt safe. It felt really good. And then you go to do that to your beloved and she kind of goes, I hate it when he does that, but I've never said anything, but he thinks it's endearing, but I just can't really stand it. But she might have a similar value about love where it is a tap on the shoulder or a really meaningful hug, and that's not you. So it's so important that you understand how each other operates. And when you're in that frustration place, really get clear. How did you get to this place? What program is unexpressed? Where are your values and boundaries towards that? When you really dig into it, you'll start to realize that you control the situation. You always do. Let go of the idea that it's an external situation. It is you. Take responsibility for it and watch what happens.
Dwayne, thank you for sharing with us how we can stop feeling frustrated. And I really love that idea of creating that life blueprint. I feel like it's something that not many people think about, where creating that whole blueprint so people in your life can understand you at a better level and so you can understand yourself in a better level. And I feel like with the blueprint in place, you have a better idea of who you want to become. And with that in mind, I'm wondering, how can we do certain things that help us to become the people who we want to be?
Well, and that's a great example or a great question, because you already know the person you want to be. It's already within you. And I talk about the remarkable man within. And if you're a woman listening, it's the remarkable woman within. We already know. We have already experienced that individual at some point in our lives. This is when you're feeling it. You're feeling strong. You're feeling gregarious. You're feeling like you're on point. And it's going back to those experiences. It's going back to the victories of your life and recognizing that you have got a huge repertoire of these victories. When we're not feeling our power, when we're not feeling that remarkable self, we're just in our forgetful self. It's our ego that says, nope, you're going to play small. Nope, you are this person. Nope, remember, you're not good enough. And that's a program a lot of us are playing. I've had to come through this life with a blueprint of anxiety and shyness and all these social challenges and breakthrough and become the man I am today. But it's really digging into, you know what? I did do that once. I did have that incredible sale. I remember getting that project done, or I remember that time when I approached that woman that was just gorgeous and I thought she was totally out of my league. And I just walked up to her and said hello, and she became my girlfriend, or she became my wife, or whatever. It is just knowing that you've got a past that is actually rich with amazing experiences. And we forget that. Too many of us are driving through this life with the rearview mirror is bigger than the windshield. So you're looking back all the time. It's really hard to get out of second gear when that rearview mirror is covering your destination. You can't even see it. So my challenge for everyone is to snap off that mirror, throw it out the window, and get into a higher gear so you can actually see that remarkable self. Dig into those victories. Give yourself evidence that you are incredible, that you rock, and own it. Just own it and go, I can do this again. I've done it before. I feel that energy, and I'm going to do it again, damn it. I'm going to make this thing happen. And go for it. Know that you can, because you've got the experience. You just got to find it.
Dwayne, thank you for sharing with us how we can take those actions that help us become the people who we want to be. And one of the things I found really interesting is you mentioned how we can harness masculine and feminine energy. And I'm wondering if you go a little deeper into those types of energies and how we can truly harness them to the best of their ability.
That's a great question, Mark. Masculine and feminine energy is in all of us. Whether you're a woman or a man, you have both masculine and feminine energy. And for a lot of guys, they have a hard time accepting that they have feminine energy in them. Oh, geez, that's not me. And as if it's a weakness. Feminine energy in a guy is not weakness. Feminine energy shows up in a man when he is communicating, when he is nurturing, when he's in his giving capacity. Feminine energy is very giving. However, if a man's too far into his feminine energy, he becomes indecisive. He becomes very wishy-washy. And this is where it doesn't serve men at a high level, especially in relationships. And for the ladies that are listening, I know you can align with this. Because right now, Mark, a lot of guys or a lot of relationships are ending because she said so. In fact, it's about 73% of relationships are ending because the woman just said, you know, we're done here. It's over. And most of the guys are left scratching their heads, wondering what the hell happened. And what ends up happening when guys get into a relationship, it seems like that masculine energy that it took to get into that relationship wanes. And as you know, in our business world, it is still a very masculine vibration. So what ends up happening, Mark, is that women, they have to step into their masculine energy in order to be effective in the business world. Whether that's in a career or their entrepreneurial journey, they're in that masculine energy. So if there's one thing that guys need to understand in relationships, is that your job, your number one job, is to help her transition from her masculine energy into her feminine. She wants to free up that masculine energy. But the challenge is, when she comes home, too many guys are in their feminine energy. And what I mean by that, and this is I come by this honestly, because this is what happened in my relationship with my fiance, was that because I lost my identity with my business and finding out about my son, I tanked. I really did. I became this beta energy. And I used to be that alpha guy. And it took me to be that alpha guy with my fiance, because she was an alpha woman. Very beautiful, raising two girls on her own, had a very successful company. And when I got into her world, I was that alpha man that allowed her to soften and just go into her feminine energy. However, when I lost everything, I went into this weak, indecisive energy. And I knew she loved me, but I could also feel she wasn't attracted to me anymore. And what I end up doing is what most men end up doing, because this is what our pop culture says you've got to do. Yes, dear, whatever you want, dear. No, you pick the restaurant. No, you pick the movie. I'm fine with it. No, whatever you want. And it sounds like it's the right thing to do, but it's not. If there's one thing you take away from this conversation, is that what she wants is decisiveness. And so, guys, you've got to understand that when she comes home, you've got it. Babe, I got this, I got that. And be first. Don't wait for her to tell you what to do. Just do it. You know that you have a responsibility in your relationship. So take it on. Take on that masculine energy. Own it so that she can soften into her feminine. Let the decision-making process be more of yours. Watch what happens. The dynamic changes. And as this is a business podcast, where you've got some amazing people on your show, that a lot of your listeners are in business. So the masculine feminine energy serves that as well. When you own that authentic masculine, you're on point. It's not about the ego. It's not about being a douchebag or, you know, the guy, the alpha guy that everybody thinks about. You can soften that up. What the authentic masculine is about, it's being decisive. It's being in control of your state. It's about understanding where you're at, but it's also being heart-centered. That's the difference between the egoic masculine and the authentic masculine. So guys, if you really want your relationship to rock, allow her to soften into her feminine by being more decisive.
And I really found that point interesting in harnessing both masculine and feminine energy, which is why I really wanted to throw in that insight for this episode. But another thing you mentioned in your book, and I really love this slogan, you teach men how they can become champions to women, heroes to children, and brothers to each other. I absolutely love that. But the whole idea behind that is, you're spending quality time with people who matter. You're spending quality time with children. You're spending quality time with a spouse. So how are we able to spend quality time with the people who matter the most to us?
Well, I think you just kind of hit it on the head, is that it is making them matter and putting that in the schedule. Because a lot of guys, they make the mistake that they believe that crushing it out there in the business world is what the family requires. This is it. So if you are a guy that's running that program that, hey, I'm out here busting my ass, making things happen. So don't complain when dad's not around, or don't complain when hubby doesn't come home till 8 o'clock. You have got to change your mindset towards that. You've actually got to look at the people that are looking up to you or looking at you for safety and security and love. There's nothing more powerful than a dad's love. And I'm talking about, it doesn't matter how old your children are right now, or if you don't have children and you're planning to have children, they have got to see dad as their hero. Because here's the thing about this, is that your children are going to model your behavior. Whether you have girls or boys, they're going to model your behavior when they become adults. So it's imperative, and this is why it's so important that they see dad as a remarkable man. So when that son is old enough to start dating, he knows how to show up as her champion. Even at 15 or 16 years old, when you start dating, he's showing up and showing her respect. He's showing her compassion, showing her what the authentic masculine is all about. And if it's a girl, then she knows because of what dad brought to the table in the, as the example of what he was to mom. Remember, these kids are watching all the time, just like you were watching your mom and dad all the time. So they become your blueprint for how you're going to operate. So moms and dads, be very cognizant of how you show up in your relationship with husband or wife, because they're watching. And it's so important that they get that blueprint that, hey, okay, I'm old enough now. I'm going to start dating some boys, and I'm going to recognize who is a true champion. Well, my dad taught me this is how a man is supposed to be. And if he isn't showing up that way, done, I'm out. And so she has that level of respect for herself. She has that sense of understanding of the masculine and feminine energy. And she's got a blueprint because dad showed up for mom and he's showing up for me. This is how it is. So it is imperative that they become the prime directive for whatever you do. And if you say you're going to show up for their games, you show up, damn it. You do not do the excuse thing. Don't do that. Do never, ever promise your children that you're going to do something and then not follow through, because you have no idea how that little incident is going to trigger them and become a program, a deep subconscious program for the rest of their lives. So know that you have control right now to dictate or help them steer their life, and be mindful of what that remarkable man looks like. Now, if your children are older there and maybe you missed the boat, it's never too late, never, ever too late to go and be responsible and have a sit down and go, you know what? I need to apologize to you. I need to own up to the fact that I did not show up as a remarkable man. I did not show up as a hero in your life. And for that, I apologize. For that, I want to rekindle our relationship. I want to be that figure in your life. I know you may not want me in your world, but I'm here whenever you need me. I am here claiming this space for you. So it's so important that you heal that relationship, because if you have children and your relationship or young kids, and your relationship with your dad or your mom isn't healed, they want to know. They want to know what's going on with that. So anyway, that's a long-winded answer to your question, but I hope it makes a point and comes through as a value add.
You made a lot of great insights throughout that answer. And I mean, so many different things, like making sure you make sure that people matter to you instead of just saying, okay, I know that this person is a son, a daughter, or a spouse, but you have to really make that person matter. And it's a type of mindset that helps you do that. Obviously, I speak from no experience with the spouse or child side, but when you were talking about that perfect storm through your 18 months, I mean, it's quite the turn of events. And I'm wondering, throughout that big challenge you faced, what's a powerful lesson that you were able to take away from that?
And that is a great, excuse me, that's a great question, Mark, because in that, when you're in the storm, and your storm, the listeners, your storm might be greater than what mine was. And when you're in it, you don't necessarily see the gift when you're in it. And when I was in it, I was pointing fingers. I was not at the Zen level where I was going, oh, this is exactly why it's supposed to happen. And I'm in this and I get all the lessons. Hell no. I was a victim of my circumstances in that time frame. I'm not here telling you that I had, you know, hit this level of spirituality or, you know, this vibrational frequency that I was accepting of it. I was not. I was pushing against the world. How could I have manifested all of this? How could they have done this to me? And in that process, I mean, I wasn't clinically depressed, but in hindsight, there was definitely a lot of that. And it took my mentor at that time, Les Brown. He has a great quote. If you're going to fall, fall on your back, because if you can look up, you can get up. And that's what was the catalyst for me, that I knew that I had some gifts. I knew I had what it took to get to the next level. And one of the keys for me, Mark, was that I used to do a lot of writing. I used to do a lot of speaking. And that was truly where my passion was. And it was almost like the universe was said that, well, this advertising thing, this corporation that you've got, it's a distraction. This is not who you truly are. And yes, where you're going right now is hurting and it's going to be incredibly painful. But know that on the other side of this challenge is your salvation. On the other side of this will be the next chapter of your life and the direction that you're meant to go in. So while I was in it, it hurt, no question about it. And I struggled with it. But until I got to the 100-foot view of where I was at, it was painful. But then I started realizing that I am the common denominator in all of it. I could blame, I can point fingers, but I realized that there were three fingers pointing back at me. And it was only then, Mark, that I actually took 100% responsibility for how things shook out. Yes, my perfect storm sounds terrible. Yes, it was. You know, but the reality was, if I really looked into it, when it came to my business, I didn't do my due diligence enough when I hired or brought these partners in. I didn't do it. And I just assumed these guys were going to rock it and be amazing. It's the same with my son's mom at that time. You know, we had a great relationship, but there was a part of me that felt at some point that this was not in truth. There was something there, but I ignored it because I refused to accept a possibility that was just unacceptable. And then the third part was in my relationship. I created that too in how I showed up. So when I took full responsibility, Mark, that's when everything shifted. That's when I went, okay, now I have control. And was able to now take that perfect storm and find the gift in it. And that's hard to do for a lot of people. It's find the gift because it's there and it could possibly mean the next chapter of your life is going to be where you're meant to be. Because when a door closes, another one always opens.
Dwayne, thank you for sharing with us that lesson you learned during your perfect storm. And we do all go through perfect storms, obviously of different strengths and intensities, but it's important to always keep the joy and to even have that through the darkest of days. And One of the questions that I love asking people, as I'm a natural bookworm, and I'm wondering if there are three great books that you can think of that would be great for me and, more importantly, Breakthrough Success listeners.
Well, the great question again. These are great questions, by the way. And I would say my top three would be the five love languages. That is a must for anyone that's wanting to go into relationships. The War of Art, Pressfield, amazing book, because it goes into the resistance we have to our art, which is our big thing, our why for being here. What is our gift that we want to give to the world? But we're so afraid of putting it out there. And so we have this internal struggle, this war, if you will, on our art. So I highly recommend that one. And of course, I mean, there's a number of other ones. I'm a big fan of Robin Sharma. So The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari is a great book. It's a parable. And so it's a fun book, and it's a great one to understand the next chapter of your life.
Dwayne, thank you for sharing those great book recommendations. And before we get to the part where you share with Breakthrough Success listeners where they can find you on the web, I've asked you a lot of different questions at this point, and I'm wondering if you could think of a question that we should be asking ourselves more often.
A great question to ask is, how can I be remarkable in my life right now? What would, and this is for guys and for gals, you can say, what would a remarkable man do in this situation? Or what would a remarkable woman do in this situation? Because what it does is it puts you into that empowered state, the state that, that future self or the higher self, that remarkable image or person that you want to be, put yourself there. It's like quantum jumping right into that individual. What would a remarkable man do in this situation? What would a remarkable woman do in this situation?
Dwayne, thank you for providing us with that great question. A lot of food for thought that you can constantly feast from as the days go by. You should keep asking yourself that question. And you've shared a lot of great insights with us throughout this episode. And I'm wondering if you could share with all the Breakthrough Success listeners here where we can find you on the web.
Sure. The best place is to go to DwayneClassen.com. And there you can get all the links. You can also go to TheRemarkableManShow.com as well. That's my podcast. And those are the best places. But you can also go onto Facebook. I'm everywhere. But you can find me at DwayneClassen.com, and all the links will go to everywhere else.
Dwayne, thank you for sharing those resources. So Breakthrough Success listeners, if you want access to the show notes for this episode and to learn more about Dwayne, you can get the show notes at markgaberti.com/E56. Dwayne, it was a pleasure to have you on the Breakthrough Success podcast. Thank you for sharing your insights with us today.
Great to be here, Mark. Thanks for all you do, brother. Thanks.
To never miss an episode, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on whatever player you are using. If you are a regular listener and haven't done so already, I would greatly appreciate it if you could give this podcast a review or a rating. Two ways you could do this are through markgaberti.com/iTunes or markgaberti.com/Stitcher. That ends this episode. Don't forget, dream big, achieve greatness, and unlock your potential today.
Want your tweets to get retweeted to my 360,000 Twitter followers? All you have to do is say something nice about the Breakthrough Success podcast and include the link markgaberti.com/iTunes. Once you've posted that tweet, email me mark@markgaberti.com and I will retweet your tweet to my 360,000 followers.
This podcast is a production done by Mark Gaberti. For more insights, head on over to markgaberti.com.